Counties across the state are finishing up the ballot count today and will hold canvass meetings to tally final results from the 2020 general election. North Carolina State Board of Elections Executive Director Karen Brinson Bell joined me by Zoom to explain the process.
Over the past 10 days since election night, the counties have been dealing with provisional ballots where a voter did not show up in the poll book, and we're trying to determine, were they an eligible voter who could have their ballot counted? They've been accepting absentee ballots that were properly postmarked. They've been reconciling voter history, and that's where we look at all the forms, the ATV forms, which are our poll book in North Carolina, and compare that to the ballots cast on the machines and make sure that that all reconciles properly. They've also conducted a sample hand-to-eye audit where we randomly selected precincts for them to count. They've done that. They've looked at the paper ballots and compared that to what the machine tallied those ballots, and they'll report that to the county board members as well as part of the canvass meeting.
Is the period between the county canvass and state certification also when you would deal with recounts and petitions or challenges to any of the outcomes?
Yes. So depending on the contest, a recount could be called on Monday or Tuesday, provided that we have finished the county canvass. That's the time frame for when those recounts can be called. In a county level jurisdiction contest, that can be called by the second place finisher if they were within 1%. And then in a statewide contest, that could be called by the second place finisher if they are a 0.5% or 10,000 votes, whichever is less.
It's clear at this point there's at least one statewide race that could end up in a recount, the race for Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court. I know the State Board of Elections is not in the business of calling races, but I did want your opinion on the likelihood of a recount in that contest.
It does appear that that one could be close enough that if that second place candidate chooses, they can make that request for a recount.
And we should say the Democratic candidate is the incumbent Chief Justice Sherry Beasley. Challenger is Associate Justice Paul Newby, who's given up his seat to run for that top spot. They ended election night with a gap of, I think, more than 3,000 votes with Paul Newby on top. But that has narrowed over the ensuing days and, again, brings us to this point. I want to look ahead. A state Republican lawmaker recently said in a report carried by WUNC that he would propose legislation to move back the deadline for counting absentee ballots. Please remind us what the deadline currently is and tell us what you think of that proposal.
You know, we have had in place the ability to accept properly postmarked ballots after Election Day and also to accept military and overseas citizen ballots after Election Day. So, you know, And we've been able to certify and conclude that we accurately counted those ballots in prior elections. So, you know, again, we'll administer what the law says, but I think that the fact that that has played out over many years now in North Carolina elections is a testament that, you know, it is something that we can accurately administer. There's no integrity issue to our election. We have very clear delineations of when we can and cannot count a ballot. So provided that it is properly postmarked, that's not a difficulty for us to determine and to be able to, you know, then present to the board whether those ballots should be counted or not.
Karen Brinson Bell is Executive Director of the North Carolina State Board of Elections. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Rusty.